Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire.
Welcome to Radio Sci-Fi, your podcast for science fiction old-time radio. You're cleared for takeoff. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale with exciting news. Pulp Radio Art. I have combined my passion for these wonderful radio programs with my art. Each month, I'll be featuring a unique illustration inspired and based on an old-time radio series and Pacific episode. Four illustrations will be hand-drawn in pen and ink, and one released each week of the month. Check out www.mpir-otr.com/PRA for my new pulp radio art. Prints are available for your enjoyment. www.mpir-otr.com/PRA. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com/PRA.
Adventures in time and space, told in future tense.
Dimension X.
Man has always dreamed of conquering the barrier of the atmosphere. The problem is on the drawing boards of aeronautical engineers and atomic physicists. They can calculate the power needed, the trajectories, and the equipment. On the sound stages of Hollywood, the engineers and special effects men have combined to bring that day to life. The day when the first rocket leaves Earth for outer space. Now a radio play taken from the advanced screenplay of the George Pal Technicolor production, Destination Moon. On the vast concrete strip at Dry Wells, Texas, the form of the rocket towers above the cranes, the loading machinery, and the scuttling trucks and jeeps. The fuel lines snake across the concrete to the rocket. Its destination, Moon. A small pursuit plane circles in for a landing on the runway, turns and taxis toward the prefab buildings at the edge of the strip.
Here comes General Thayer. Got those reports, Dr. Cargrave?
All ready, Barnes.
Well, you made good time. Hi there, General. Over here.
Barnes, I've got to talk to you.
Well, you just made it, General. Everything's running smooth as a clock. We ground test in 20 minutes.
Come on over to the office.
What's the matter?
Come on, Barnes.
Something happened in Washington?
Something always happens in Washington.
Well, let's have it straight, General.
Our application for a test license was denied.
Denied?
I'll quote. In the opinion of the commission, should the engine fail structurally, the dispersal of radioactive material would mean danger to the surrounding area.
But we've evacuated the blast
no
area.
No use, Barnes. The commission is pretty sensitive about public opinion. The Galavan newspaper chain has been after our scalp. They got mine anyway.
What do you mean?
I've been retired.
Retired?
You got a job for an ex-general? Pretty handy with a lug wrench.
They can't do that. Where would the Air Force be if you hadn't kicked them into using the Jespool jet engine on pursuits?
It's not as simple as all that. One-star generals can't go into the Department of Defense and pound desks. I did.
Some of those old mossbacks would still be using horse cavalry if they could get away with it. Now, this ship will work. I know. I built it.
I don't suppose we'll ever know. The mission won't reverse itself.
Wait a minute. Hargraves, ship's all ready, isn't it?
Except for minor installations, yes.
General, I've been building and flying ships by the seat of my pants since they had piano wire between the wings. Now, this baby either works the first time or she doesn't.
What do you mean, Bond?
The commission refused permission to ground test, right?
Yeah.
All right. We won't ground test. Hargraves, what's the next astronomical optimum?
3:47 tomorrow morning.
We'd better get busy then. You've got just 17 hours to get that ship ready. And then we take off for the moon.
Hey. Hey, Brownie.
What do you want, Sweeney?
What color is the skin temperature lead wire on the chart?
Orange with a black stripe.
This stuff looks like insulated macaroni. I got it.
Hurry up, will you? We're running behind.
What's your rush? You're going along on this clam bake, aren't you? Can't you wait to break your neck?
Hey, look out for the starter. Come on, move. We got to take off before somebody slaps a writ on us.
Brownie, you ready going?
Sure.
Beats me. What do you want to go to the moon for?
To see what's on the other side.
Ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. What's the separation rate, positively?
Red and white spiral. Oh! Oh!
What's the matter?
I'm knocked in a bellyache.
Eating green apples?
No, I'm all right. Come on, Sweeney, get busy. We've got 2 hours left to patch this mess together.
Bond.
What is it, Sweeney?
It's Brown. They just took him to the hospital.
They what? Well, is he all right?
He will be after they cut out his appendix.
There goes our radio man.
But there's no chance of finding a substitute?
No, it's special equipment. Brown installed it himself. I've got it. Barnes here. What?
Well, we'll have to delay
sure.
The takeoff a month.
Okay, goodbye. We can't, General. That was Hastings at Dry Wells. There's a United States Marshal driving over. Something leaked, and he's got a court order forbidding the takeoff.
We were so close.
Yeah. $1 million gone up the flue.
You want me to give a standby, Mr. Bond?
I suppose. Wait a minute. Sweeney.
Yeah?
You installed that communication equipment with Brown, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
Then you must know the operation.
You could go in Brown's place.
The moon? Uh-uh. Oh, no, not me.
It's an important project, Sweeney. The scientific advance...
There's the military aspect, Sweeney.
I had 4 years of the military aspect, General. That's enough.
Afraid?
You're darn tootin'.
That ship is safe.
Maybe not.
But, Sweeney...
Look, you guys aren't going to get anywhere pressuring me. Maybe you got reasons to go to the moon. You, Mr. Barnes, you got $1 million tied up in a ship. It's your scientific baby, Doc, and the General's out on a limb in Washington. What's in it for me?
And that's no way to talk, Sweeney. It's an important advance for the whole world.
You'll pardon the expression, baloney.
Sweeney.
I work on a scientific theory, too, General. Hooray for me, you look out for yourself. I ain't going.
I don't like to say this, but this isn't the time to consider yourself, Sweeney. This country's defense hangs on being the first to develop space travel.
Somebody else, not me. There's nothing I want on the moon.
All right, we'll take care of that. Sweeney, I'll offer you $10,000 bonus... and a 10% royalty on the ship patents out of my cut.
Barnes.
It's no use to me unless we get off before that marshal gets here from Dry Wells. Well, Sweeney, you'd be rich enough to retire. You could take it easy the rest of your life.
Well, now you're talking my language, Mr. Barnes. Okay. When do we leave?
Said Hastings.
Right. I'll be tracking you from control center. Hey, what's that car doing? He's coming right out on the field.
Marshal, Doc, General, Sweeney, inside.
Hey! Hey, Barnes!
Button her up.
Hey! Hey there, commander of that ship. I've got a court order. You can't take off.
Tough, mister.
You can't do this. Hey! Hey!
Save your knuckles, fella. You couldn't get in that ship with a blowtorch.
Barnes can't do this.
Suppose you tell him all about it when he gets back from the moon.
Sweeney, warm up your communication circuits.
Yes, sir. Calling traffic, Shaq.
Get a clearance check.
It was a clearance, traffic. Over.
All clear. Drywell is ready for tracking. Over.
Power.
Power ready.
Communications?
Yeah.
Co-pilot.
Automatics ready.
Give the warning signal. Give me a time check on the computer.
03-47-58.
Stand by for count-off and firing.
Stand by for count-off and firing.
Roger.
For check. 2-48-10.
Check.
Coming up 30 seconds.
29. 28.
Now lie back on the acceleration couches. Worst pressures will be over in 4 minutes.
Five.
Fine. General.
I don't like having a man along who isn't with us.
Sweeney, it's too late now.
Make it pretty tough. If he's half-hearted
we'll
now.
Worry about that later.
7-6-5-4-3-2-fire.
Noise. All gone.
At speed of sound. Switch on televiewer aft.
I can't. Can't move. Pressure.
Switch is right under your finger.
Go on.
That's it. Time. 3:50. 12. Altitude 2 miles.
Get your sun goggles on. It'll be coming through in a minute.
There's a dawn line.
And the sun.
It works. This thing really works.
Now, look in the viewer. There's the Earth down there.
Yeah. Time, 3:51:10. Altitude, 20 miles. Time, 3:53:50. Altitude, 807 miles.
That's the end of the blast. We're in free fall. Unbuckle your straps.
Hey, I'm falling. I'm falling up.
There's no gravity up here. We don't weigh anything.
I don't feel so good. How do I get down from the ceiling? I feel lousy, seasick.
No, space sick.
What's the difference as long as I ain't healthy?
There's a bottle of pills under the head pad. They ought to settle your stomach. I'll break out the magnetic shoes. Then we can at least keep our feet down on the floor plates. Here, Sweeney, you put these on.
Hand them up.
All right. Here. Now you can walk down the wall. Try it.
Like this? Hey, like a human fly. You know, this is the second time I ever walked on a ceiling. Only this time I'm sober. Hey, General, would you mind tapping that ham sandwich back and float it away from me?
Feeling better, Sweeney?
Yeah, I guess so. It's a heck of a note when your meal floats away from me before you eat it.
Sweeney?
Yeah, Mr. Bronson.
I tried to crank out the radar antenna. She's stuck.
Well, let me see. All right. Stuck, all right. I don't understand it. I greased it good.
Grease? Well, no wonder it's stuck. Exposed to outer space, it must be frozen solid.
What's the idea, Sweeney? Didn't you read the engineering manual?
Yeah, and a flush fitting gets greased. Don't jump on me.
Well, if we can't get that radar mask cranked out, we can't land on the moon.
Well, it's all right by me.
Don't you realize that half the value of this trip is in the landing? Geological surveys, radiation tests.
Look, General, I told you before I started, this whole thing is slud nutty to me. Who wants the moon? We're trying to be first through the old Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Sweeney, this isn't getting that mask fixed. Well, we've got to go outside in spacesuits and chip it loose.
Outside? You mean outside the ship?
You can't fall. You'd be in the same trajectory as the ship. Worst that could happen would be to drift away.
Drift away? Don't bother getting one of them monkey suits for me. I'm comfortable in here.
Sweeney, we've taken enough from you. We can't let one man endanger the whole project. You get out there in a spacesuit, or we shove you out without one.
All right.
Well, that's settled. You got us into this mess. You're going to help get us out. General, break out the spacesuits. Close the interlock. Now, let's get this straight. Keep your magnetic shoes on the hull plates. Your safety line's hooked. If you break loose, we won't be able to go after you. You'll hit the moon at 20,000 miles per hour and squash.
Hey, wait a minute. How come General Thayer don't go?
That's right. He doesn't go. He's co-pilot.
Okay. I just asked.
All right. Now, let's make sure our intercom walkie-talkies are warmed up.
All set. Check.
All right. Fasten helmets.
Hello. Hello, Doc.
I hear you, Barnes. I'm okay.
Check instruments. Open up about the lock. All set. Open the outer door, Doc.
Look at that. What is it?
A million stars.
20,000 miles an hour, free fall, and no breeze.
That's right. No air. And we haven't got time for the scenery. Let's get to work.
Can you two handle it? I want to go aft to see how the firing tubes held up.
All right, Doc. Come on, sweetie. Let's get to work.
Far away, huh?
Barnes.
Hargraves, what's the matter?
Help. I'm loose. I'm drifting.
Stop, what happened?
My shoe magnet's pulled loose.
There he is. The safety line broke.
Hurry, help.
He's too far to keep a line.
Oh, he's cooked. We'll never get him back.
Hello, General Thayer.
All right, Barnes. I heard you on the control room speaker. I'm coming outside.
Bring an oxygen tank. Got that?
Right.
Hurry.
What are you going to do? Throw him a bottle of air and forget about him?
Barnes, help.
Now, all right, Doc. General Thayer's coming out of the lock.
Where's Hargraves?
50 feet out down there to the left. Give me that oxygen tank.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to hook my shoes first.
You're crazy. You'll float away too.
I can use the pressure in the oxygen tank for a jet. Maybe I can ride the tank out there if there's enough power from the nozzle. I'll just turn the bell. There.
What was that?
Recoil's making my helmet bike shake. I'll try it again.
Hey, it works. Like an outboard motor.
Keep going, Bond. About 30 feet more. Swing a little to the left.
All right. A couple more shots. Reach out for me, Doc.
You're too far. I can't.
Hang on, Doc. One more shot.
There.
Hang on.
Can you get back, Doc?
If we don't, we tour the universe together. Hang on to me, Doc.
All right.
You wait, Miss Bond. I turn the bell.
You're drifting farther, Bond.
There'd better be enough pressure to get us back. Here we go.
Oh, we're moving.
Yes, it's not fast enough. Pressure's almost down in this tank. There's the last of the guests.
We're too far out, Barnes. They can't reach us with a line.
Get you back to the ship. On the count of three, push the tank as hard as you can. The reaction may shove us in close enough.
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
Here they come, General.
Grab them. Reach out, Barnes. Grab the line.
I got it.
All left.
Thank God.
Well, glad to have you aboard.
There she is. Come on.
Stand by for landing procedure.
That's pretty rugged country down there.
Stand by to turn ship. Fasten straps. Altitude fair.
27.3.
All right. Turning ship.
Hey, you're leveling off. You're turning too far. We're going backwards.
We land backwards. Use the jets for brakes.
Holy smokes, you mean sit down on a tail?
Ground speed, 1.52. Stand by for deceleration. Now, fire. Radar.
Closing is spotted.
Give me view aft on the screen.
Hey, we can't land down there. Look, mountains, cliffs.
That's the crater Harpalus. We're heading for a smooth plane short of there.
Don't look smooth to me.
I'm going to kill our forward speed. Stand by.
Clear the mountain. Give another blast.
I can't. We won't have enough power to get home.
You make that trip on the right. Look out. We're going to crash.
Barnes, blast.
You've got right. Now. Automatic landing.
Automatic in.
Hang on for emergency landing. Stand by for the blast. Hold it. Now. Jack down. Get out your gyros. A lousy landing.
It sounds safe.
Yes, but I wasted reaction mass. We'll need to get home.
We'll worry about that later.
Right now, I want to get out there and plant my feet on the moon. The moon.
Ready to open the decompression lock?
Check.
I'm set.
And Yaris inside control, Barnes?
Yeah.
Sure you don't want to leave the ship?
I'll be out later. I've got to contact Earth.
All right, let's go. Open the outer door.
All right, be sure you don't fall. You puncture your suits on the rocks, you're done. And look out for the low gravity. You'll weigh 1/6 what you did on Earth.
All right, let's go.
Hey, what is this stuff? Dust?
Pilot, Robert. Go ahead, Doctor. Claim it officially.
Oh, yes. In the name of the United States of America, I take possession of the planet Moon of and for the benefit of mankind. Well, let's now get down to business. Sweetie, you set up the astronomical camera.
Bond, what's the matter?
Get back here, all of you, right away.
We're just starting work.
You've got to get back. I've been talking to Earth. We may not get off. We may be stuck on the moon for good.
Hello. Hello, Earth. Reaction mass down to 0.8672. Wasted power in a bad landing. Request new figures for return trip.
Earth to Luna. Looks bad, Mr. Blind. I'll have to run it through the machine. In the meantime, dump everything you can. I'll check back with the result.
I'll be standing by. Roger. Out.
Well, Barnes?
Well, we wasted too much power on that lousy landing. Hastings, check the figures. We've got the light and ship. We've got just 4 hours to get off. If we miss that, we don't get another chance to hit the Earth for another month.
But we don't have more than 10 days' oxygen supply.
Exactly. Come on, we better start dumping, and we better pray we can get rid of enough weight. Acceleration pad 4, serial 706, schedule B, 14 pounds.
Check. Give me a hand, Doc. Yes. Airlock's full. I'll put my helmet on and shove the junk out of the lock.
Barnes, is that everything we can get out?
3 of the spacesuits will be dropped before we take off.
How about the 4th?
We'll have to keep that so we can open the airlock to shove the others out.
I've got a removable bridge I could dump.
You may have to, General. Well, Hastings is due back now with the takeoff figures. Hello, hello, Earth. Luna calling Earth.
All right, Mr. Barnes. We hear you. How much weight have you dropped?
4,003 pounds, Earth weight.
Then you're still short 110 pounds.
What?
If you can dump 110 pounds, you can coast home.
Well, we're stripped. We unbolted the locker doors, junked the radar chassis and mounts. We'll have to take a chance as we are.
It's suicide. You haven't enough reaction mass to clear the moon.
You could be wrong, couldn't you?
I could, but not the computer. I'll be standing by, Mr. Barnes. Over.
All right, Hastings. Out. 110 lousy pounds.
What happens if we're not light enough? We fall back and crash. Or just go into an orbit around the moon.
Just keep going around?
Yeah, that's it. We've got 14 minutes left till takeoff time. Oh, that's fine. I could have gone over Niagara Falls in a barrel, but I had to come to the moon.
Well, it's pretty simple. 110 pounds. One of us stays.
Yes. I guess that's it.
Highway 180. That's plenty.
Now, wait a minute, General.
I'm the oldest one here.
Yeah, and I'm the captain of this ship. If anyone stays, I give the orders here. Doc is the engineer. General pilots when you hit the Earth atmosphere.
But, Bond...
I've got no family, so I stay.
No. You've got to go back, both of you. I've been discredited. They won't listen to me. You've got to tell them what you've seen.
Listen,
here.
General,
you've got to tell them what the Earth looked like from here. Vulnerable, defenseless, hanging in the sky. I knew this trip would have military value. Well, it does. Can you imagine atom warheads launched at Earth from up here? The moon is the perfect base for an attack on the Earth. Remember, it's only 1/6 as hard to shoot rockets from here to Earth as it is the other way. You've got to tell them the only government to control the moon must be a world government.
General, I guess you don't know it. But what you just said means you've got to get back to Earth and convince them even if the rest of us don't make it.
Barnes, don't be...
No, General, that's all there is to it.
Now listen, Mr. Barnes, General.
Never mind, Sweeney, you're not in on
it. Don't worry, you'll get back.
I was going to say, why don't you heroes match for it? Odd man's out.
All right, Barnes, I'll go for that.
I'm in.
No.
2-1, Barnes.
Well, all right. What do we use?
You can match buttons off your overalls.
All right. Each one pull off a button. I'd better check Hastings on Earth.
Here's my button. Cogray.
Hello, hello, Earth.
Standing by, Mr. Barnes.
We're working it out. One of us stays behind.
What?
We're matching for it. Check time.
Well, it's only 110 pounds. Isn't there some...
Check time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the program Dimension X for just a moment for two important bulletins from the wires of United Press. From Seoul, Korea, the North Korean radio says the North Korean Communist government formally declared war on South Korea effective at 11 a.m. Sunday, Korean time. And then a little later, this bulletin from Washington. State Department officials say they will hold Russia responsible for the North Korean attack against the independent South Korean Republic, which this country and the United Nations brought into being and have supported. We now return to the program Dimension X.
Yes, sir. 9:41:50. 10 minutes to 00:00.
Check. That's all, Hastings. We'll take off with three men. All right. Ready to match?
Hey, what? The airlock. Sweeney, he went out. What's he doing? What?
He's going out. Out there on the moon.
Speaker. You in the airlock yet?
Yeah.
Now, your spacesuit weighs around 70 pounds. Radio weighs 50.
Yeah, but I can't open the outside door of the airlock without my suit. What are you trying to pull, Barnes?
After you chuck the radio out, you file a hole in the gasket on the outer door. Got that? Then you tie your safety line to the oxygen tank, pass it through the hole. It hangs outside. You got that?
Yeah.
Then you close the outside door, get out of your suit... Come in here. We close up, decompress, and open the outside door again.
All right, get it. The tank closes soon out of the lock.
Right. And if it works, we all get home. Now, hurry now, Sweeney.
8 minutes to calculate a takeoff time. 8 minutes. Two minutes.
All set, Sweeney?
Yeah. Shut the radio out. Close the outer door. They push her up. I'm getting out of a suit. This doorway's pretty narrow, Barnes. If the suit don't clear, we're sunk.
We'll have to take that chance.
All right. Here I come.
All set.
Close the inner door. Decompress. Now the outer door.
My name's Owen. I can see it through the port.
Coming up 1 minute. 1 minute to take off.
Foot of the suit caught on the intake.
No. It's flattened out. Get clear of that door, brother. Get clear.
There it goes.
We're in.
40 seconds.
Close the outer door, Sweeney. Stand for takeoff, everybody.
30 seconds. 29.
Sweeney, I...
28.
I don't think I could have done that.
26.
Just walk out.
Oh, baloney.
I haven't got that kind of courage.
23.
I'd have had to make a speech. A big, heroic speech.
20. 19.
I didn't have the guts to just walk out.
17.
Nuts.
16.
All right, 15, stand by.
14.
Communications?
13, fine. Just 12, Andy.
Co-pilot.
11,
automatic set.
10, 9.
Stand by.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fire.
All right, we're clear.
Son of a gun.
We're clear. We're heading home.
Time, 2:50, 36. Destination, Earth.
You have just heard another adventure into the unknown world of the future.